I've been listening to AFR for probably 5 years, and it has become a really vital part of my life. I start each day with AFR. I love the combination of prayer and teaching. I was missing out on the teaching previously. I did go to church, but I wasn't really learning anything, and I just didn't realize how much I was missing. I love everybody on AFR. You're such a blessing to me, and I just thank you from the bottom of my heart.
In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sharathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
When the God of the universe created the world, he didn't snap his fingers or wink his eye. The Lord spoke. He said, "Let there be light." Because we believe, we speak about the happenings in this world, mindful that our true home is with Jesus Christ and his kingdom. I'm Todd Herman. Welcome to A Disciple's View. So it is Share Week, and you have an opportunity to perform sort of a little mini miracle. There's something really, really cool about live radio, and that is that people accidentally hear God's word. They get into a rental car, or they're with mom and dad or grandma and grandpa. Suddenly they're hearing God's word. And it's helpful to understand that your donations make that little miracle possible. It's because God's word never returns void. So you can make a donation and become a monthly donor. Go to 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Become a monthly donor. Become part of that family. And help us put God's word to the news. News like this. I think this is really well said. This is what the world would call secular. There's nothing secular because God owns everything. But Kate on Twitter posted this. Let me get this straight. Republicans haven't passed Trump's executive orders. They haven't stripped the D.C. courts or passed the SAVE Act. But the Senate had time to vote quickly on Tim Kaine's bill to end tariffs on Canada. So Democrats can get their American last bills passed via votes with the help of Republicans, but we can't get the Republicans who gave a majority to pass the American first agenda. It's frustrating. And guess what? It shouldn't be as frustrating as the fact that we're losing souls. Now, President Trump, I fully believe, was protected by God twice against attempts to end his life, twice. I think he's in this position because God chose to have him in this position twice. Two elections, and if you want to count the attempts to end his life, four times. President Trump is not a perfect man. President Trump is on a faith walk. I think it's the beginning of one. And in comparison to what was, I want to share with you something else as you're thinking about sharing. You're not going to hear this on so-called secular radio. You won't hear this on a lot of conservative radio. When you donate at 877-616-2396, you become a great commission partner. That is a making disciple partner. That's what we do in this network is we make disciples, accidentally sometimes, through news. Or by explaining things using God's word that suddenly makes sense of a world that just doesn't make sense. Did you miss April 6th and the huge celebration? You know what it was, right? It was the International Asexuality Day. This is a celebration. This is how they define it. Asexuality is where a person experiences little to no sexual attraction. Asexual people can form deep emotional connections and relationships, but don't experience sexual attraction in the same way as others. They're attaching that to the LGBT so-called T and Q flag because it's another form of sexuality. It's an actual now movement. Now, if you are someone who has the blessing of living life as a single person and you have found that to be a blessing, praise God, I can't relate. Not everyone can do that, but there are priests who do this. There's others who do this, but it has to be celebrated with a flag. The obsession in this world with sexuality and the obsession with sexualizing children is something that Brother Don warned about. Now, get this. We're sitting in a building powered by God's money, well stewarded, where we approach topics like this with God's word. What is God's word on sex? Do you know how many people don't know? See, I do a show that ends up on YouTube a lot, I mean, by design, but I'm constantly hearing from people. I just heard this last week. Well, your God doesn't want anyone to have sex with anybody. That's a legitimate comment that came in from YouTube. Your God doesn't want anyone to have sex with anybody. And I had the blessing of writing back to that person and saying, no, quite the opposite. We were told to be fruitful and multiply. That's exactly what we were told. We were told within marriage that husband and wife should not withhold sex from one another unless it's for periods of time to focus on prayer. This person had never heard this. And you, right now, today, at 877-616-2396, you can fund a movement that more young people begin to understand that God has a view of everything, human sexuality especially, because he designed it for us. He didn't design it to be bragged about. He didn't design it to be cheaply given. He didn't design it to be sold. He didn't decide it to be taken by force. That's not how he designed it. He made that clear to the Jewish people upon taking them from Egypt. You're not going to do the things the other cultures did. You're going to be in the world and not of it. So as parents encounter this insane obsession with sexualizing their kids, we at AFR can describe it for what it is. It's a spiritual attack. You fund a network that takes the news of the day and applies God's word to it so that people have trouble escaping the fact that their very eternity is in the balance. So today, perform a mini miracle. Become a Great Commission partner at 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396. There's a team of volunteers in the room taking your phone calls in order to make this happen. Now, we warn people on this program, and we're going to share rough news, and we're going to share rough news, but I want you to take this from a perspective of gratitude, please. There's praise. It's so easy, because the world's so broken, to spend our time praying for God to do something, when instead we could step back and say, look what God has done. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement revealed they have caught a massive child pornography ring in their state with millions of videos involved.
Busting an international child pornography ring. We will be bringing charges against 8 individuals this morning, 7 of whom are Florida residents. As a dad of 3 little ones, it's tough to talk about some of this stuff, but what these guys were doing was truly heinous. There's not a word in the English dictionary that can describe the gross content that was on the videos. Our investigators have been able to get their hands on over 1 million videos showing sexual abuse on minors. Many of these individuals were babies that are being sold around the world. The 2023 National Center for Missing and Exploited Children reports over 36 million instances of suspected child sexual exploitation and over 100 million files related to child sex abuse material. And that's only what's getting reported. This continues to be a problem in our country, in our state. Protecting our kids is not an easy task to begin with. And today, with the access to the internet and social media, it allows these sick predators to more easily get access to our kids. And as I've said, my first 5-6 weeks on the job here, that's going to be a major priority for my office. The individuals that are being busted today that purchased this harmful content, many of them found it through TikTok. It was available online. They found access to a portal where they could purchase this dangerous material. TikTok has shown they can very quickly get stuff off their website. If there's unlicensed music or something going around, they've proven with a flip of a switch they can get it off. And it's taken too long for them to get some of this pornographic material and avenues to purchase harder, more gross content. We've got to get them to be more accountable. So we will be working on that. We are going to hold social media companies accountable that want to put our families and our kids in jeopardy.
Did I say there's an opportunity for praise? That network being shut down means their opportunity to capture more children's bodies and souls have been shut down. Praise you, Lord. There was a time when this stuff was ignored, and it's still ignored. You will not hear about this in the Mockingbird media. That was a news conference that should have shattered records for the sheer number of victims that had been found. So I want to ask you a personal question. Did that touch you? Are you impressed with what God is doing? Well, I want more people to understand the sin issue to this. This is not a crime alone. It is a sin against God, and the people involved in it sinned against God. And the children who will not be victimized by these people owe God that thanks. If you've been particularly financially successful, if God has given you great gifts, I met a gentleman on the airplane yesterday who remembers my work when I filled in for Rush Limbaugh. His name is Bob. He's been particularly blessed. He retired at the age of 44 with a tech company. Bob, if you're listening, it was great to meet you. If you've been particularly blessed, could you give a $5,000 donation right now? Could you call 877-616-2396? And there's a board up in front of me, and I want to see a $5,000 donation. That will help us continue to apply God's word to this, as we can explain. People can say, well, how can people be so callous to do this to kids? Because they're spiritually captured. I'd like to hear about a $5,000 donation, 877-616-2396, and maybe one of the team members come and tell me who did it. I don't need to say your name. You're not doing it for credit, but I'd like to know. And let me say the other side of this. If $15 is a lot of money to you, would you consider, if it's not going to cost you food, not going to cost you the ability to care for your family, we would honor a $15 gift just as much. If it's meaningful to you, if it's something you've prayed over, then take that action, because I don't have the capacity to convince you to do things, not at this level, but God does. 877-616-2396. To the officers involved in that investigation, would you pray over them? Can I tell you why? I had to interview once, or got to interview, an officer who was involved in an investigation about child pornography. And I want to call that what it is. And this is rough language, so I'm warning you. It's a soft phrase to child pornography. It's children being raped. He had to watch that. There are prosecutors who will have to watch that to identify victims, to identify the bad actors, the people doing the victimizing. Can you imagine? That's your task. Will you pray God's protection over them, the armor of God, over them as they are forced to do this as part of their job? And will you praise them for being willing to put their minds and their souls at risk to protect our little ones? And to people who are new to the Word of God, do you understand something? There's a very special promise God made, and you could view it as a threat if you want, but God doesn't make threats. He makes promises to people who would cause the little ones to stumble on their way to Jesus Christ. He said to them, it would have been better for you to have had a millstone placed around your neck and to be tossed into the ocean than to cause one of these little ones stumble on the way to me. That's a promise. Will you praise God with me that he has helped capture this network, to take this network down? And with this network, that the Wildman family has been given the task of stewarding. Remember that Brother Don had a plan. God gave him the vision to how to get this done. There are people for the first time today who are beginning to connect news to the Word of God. God promised us we'd see times like these. So become a Great Commission partner. That's a monthly donation, 877-616-2396. Or take me up on that offer to take the money that you've earned through your hard work and stewarding God's talents and bring about the first $5,000 donation of this hour, 877-616-2396. I mentioned the other day that I got an opportunity to sit on an airplane with a gentleman to talk about our common blessings and the blessings of family, the blessings of work, the blessings of retiring early. And it's always a blessing to get an opportunity to meet listeners and to hang out with you guys. So I'll be on the phones, and I plan to do this either later today or later tomorrow, and I'll let you know when that happens. I got to talk with a bunch of you last time, taking phone calls and taking donations. But right now in this room, we have people who are taking their lunch hour, their lunch break. We have listeners who come and do this. So when you call in and donate, would you do me a favor? Just pray for the people who are doing this as well and thank them for their time as they're helping us deliver God's word in news in ways that people who aren't even Christian sometimes get. That's the magic of live radio, 877-616-2396. We come back. I want you to hear what President Ronald Reagan said in 1983 about parental rights. And I want you to reflect upon how bad things would be if Brother Don didn't have a plan, or rather a vision, that God then gave him a plan to carry out. Without AFR, I think things would be a lot worse. We'll come back. I'm Todd Herman. This is The Disciples View.
Vice President Emeritus Buddy Smith.
As I think about my role here at AFA as a board member and then a staff member and a part of the leadership, I've seen a lot of changes, but one thing has always remained the same, and that is our mission. The mission here at AFA is one that's of vital importance, especially as I think about the turmoil that our nation is facing today. I think about this pleading prayer from Psalm 85:6, which says, "Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you?" You know, the problems we're facing today are just too large for human understanding. It seems like culturally we're becoming more and more secular, and we just need God's intervention in our nation today more than ever before. I don't know about you, but I just feel helpless in this battle. I know we all want to be involved politically and do our part to be salt and light, but we know that only God can save our nation. Thankfully, though, history has recorded periods of obedience when God's people have awakened and allowed His Spirit to take control. When we get serious, history has recorded that God gets serious. On several occasions, God has poured out His Spirit and entire cities have turned to Him. I think about the moral impact of the first Great Awakening in this country back in 1734, and it's often accredited with laying the foundation for the formation of our system of government after the American Revolution. As I think about the second Great Awakening in 1790, when the power of God fell from heaven, believers lay prostrate before the Lord in repentance, and society was transformed, spilled out of the church into the world. You know, the stresses and woes of our nation today are comparable to critical times in our nation in the past. And I just believe it could happen again. We've seen Him save our country in the past. And I urge us in this fall charathon to call on God to do it again. We just need a new work of God for a new generation so the world may know there is indeed a God who lives and who empowers and who changes the destiny of those who call on Him.
Yes, my name is Tony Smith, and I'm a pastor in Calhoun, Louisiana, west of Monroe, Louisiana. AFR is such a blessing to me and to my family, and I just want to thank God for all of you. Every program is great. I especially love Brother Bert, Brother Alex, and I also love today's issues and just so many other programs, but thank you all for doing what you do, and please give to this great ministry.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour?
Back to Disciples View. I'm Todd Herman. It is Share Week, and if God has particularly blessed you and you have it in your midst to do this or your power to do this, we're seeking the first $5,000 donation of this hour. It's 877-616-2396. You can also go to afr.net. More fun on the phones, I think. But then again, maybe you're busy. And by the way, if $15 is something over which you've prayed and you're being called to do that and you hear God knocking, we value the $15 just as much. We very much believe here in the power of the widow's mite and Jesus noticing a woman giving what people are laughing at. So it's a little tiny donation and people are laughing. And Lord said, no, I tell you, truly, truly, that woman's faith is great. Look what she's doing with what she has. So with what you have. And let me give you just something to think about. On 180 radio stations, we are carrying on a fight that Brother Don began, being the first, I think, culture warrior. And when he was doing this, he was laughed at. When Don said, oh, we're going to take on Hollywood, they said, oh, who's this preacher man from Mississippi? Who's this silly preacher man from Mississippi? Who cares? But they thought they were going to battle against a preacher man. They didn't understand that Don had started a righteous battle on behalf of God's people to clean up culture. And when all of a sudden it wasn't just a silly preacher man from Mississippi, but it was hundreds and then thousands of people contacting these media companies, they swiftly started to say, maybe we should fly out to Tupelo, Mississippi and meet this preacher man. And what they met was a guy, Brother Don, who greeted them with love. Not with condemnation, but with love. And a challenge. Stop abusing God's people. Things change. Now, again, the culture has been at war. Satan is all over our culture. But I'd like you to think about what would have happened without AFR. What would happen without it in the future? Think of the things we talk about on this network that no one else will discuss. We just talked about this massive arrest of child pornographers in this massive, massive network. You don't hear that in the Mockingbird media. Or think of this. Way back in the era of Ronald Reagan, President Reagan warned us about something that the American Family Association has fought on behalf of. We've fought for parental rights. When Brother Don and others at this network began warning about the attack on parental rights, how many other people said, oh, those strange preacher people from Mississippi? We know what's happening in culture. Here's what Ronald Reagan had to say about parental rights in 1983.
I've been waiting to hear from the parents of young America. How far are they willing to go in giving to government their prerogatives as parents? Let me state the case as briefly and simply as I can. An organization of citizens sincerely motivated, deeply concerned about the increase in illegitimate births and abortions involving girls well below the age of consent, some time ago established a nationwide network of clinics to offer help to these girls and hopefully alleviate this situation. Now again, let me say, I do not fault their intent. However, in their well-intentioned effort, these clinics decided to provide advice and birth control drugs and devices to underage girls without the knowledge of their parents. For some years now, the federal government has helped with funds to subsidize these clinics. In providing for this, the Congress decreed that every effort would be made to maximize parental participation. Nevertheless, the drugs and devices are prescribed without getting parental consent or giving notification after they've done so. Girls termed sexually active, and that has replaced the word promiscuous, are given this help in order to prevent illegitimate birth or abortion. Well, we have ordered clinics receiving federal funds to notify the parents such help has been given.
The fight has been here forever. Imagine where we would be without the bulwark of this network. Imagine how far advanced the battle would be. It wouldn't just be the fallen states, or as I call separate countries of California, Washington, and Oregon, where they are seizing kids. The state of Colorado has announced. They have passed a bill that if you refuse to pretend that your daughter is a boy, you refuse to pretend, they can seize your child from you for not lying about their gender. AFR stands alone in this as a radio network because we're committed to the word of God. God created male and female. He created us in his image. Male and female, he created us. We speak God's word into this. We speak about the deception. We speak about the demon called the Enchantress. Do you know that this is not old? The gender attacks. There's a demon in the biblical age called the Enchantress. Her promise was she could make you neither male nor female. She could fulfill all sexual desire. We didn't ever go through a period of time where the demon stopped. This is what we confront here in a way that other networks cannot do because they're afraid. Because you sound weird when you speak about demons. if you're willing to fund this so we can continue with this mission. If it's $5,000 because God has uniquely blessed you, you have been uniquely blessed financially, we could take 10 of those right now and we will have raised $100,000 in this hour. If we get 10 donations for $5,000, 877-616-2396. And whatever you can give, monthly's better for us. So if you can do $1,000 a month, monthly's better for us because it allows us to make plans. It's 877-616-2396. And please understand, we take any blessing, be it a $10 donation, if it's meaningful to you. This battle over kids is one that is not one we can afford to lose because of what we will be asked. All of us will bow the knee. I mean, those of us who accept the Lord Jesus now as our Lord and Savior, we've already bowed the knee. We're already so grateful to be part of the family, God's family. But every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we're all going to have questions on Judgment Day. I don't know what his are going to be for me, but I think I know some. Hey, Todd, I let you have radio shows. I let you speak to people. What did you do with that time? How did you treat that gift? How grateful were you? Hey, Todd, were you a better radio host than a husband or a father? Did you spend more effort in that? I think there's going to be questions to our society as a whole, to every single American. How did you let Planned Parenthood get away with what they were doing for so long? Jesus wept at the tomb of Lazarus. Can you imagine him weeping as he's in the room as a child's life is being extinguished? Can you imagine the weeping? Anger and the cups of rage and wrath that have built up. If you do not want this future for humanity, you can become a donor here and accidentally put God's word in people's ears. Sometimes I picture someone getting into a rental car. I use that in scenario a lot. Or someone else's car. And maybe they're on the way to an abortion clinic. And maybe they're just listening to some talk radio. And maybe they do stop and think, oh my gosh, I am sinning against God. I'm going to play you something that's hard to hear. And I'm going to warn you in advance. But first of all, I'm going to ask you again to become a Great Commission partner. That's a monthly donor. It's 877-616-2396. And we're looking for about, not quite 10 now. About 9.5 $5,000 donations, and we can close this hour out having raised $100,000 for this network. And guys, it's so well stewarded. This is a nice building, but it's not an ornate one. Come drive through the parking lots. There's no Mercedes here. There's no Jaguars. I've worked in big media. I've seen all that. This is a place of humility. It's 877-616-2396. I said this is going to be rough. It is rough. This is an undercover investigator posing as a pimp asked a Planned Parenthood manager how soon his slave could return to so-called work after an abortion.
And then a question. If it comes down that they do need an abortion, how long till they can be sexually active again?
Minimum 2 weeks.
Minimum 2 weeks.
Minimum 2 weeks.
Do you have any suggestions about what else they could do in the time? Because
I mean, they still got money,
Yeah. Waist up.
Okay.
Or just be that extra actionable.
Did you hear that? Waist up. Lila Rose with Live Action Network posted that. That is the reality for too many kids in this society. It's a reality of the theft of their bodies and the potential theft of their souls. Oh, and God just called me. God just said, remind people, his grace is perfect. If that's been done to you or it's being done to you now, you're not at fault. If you're a young girl and you're hearing this, we're not condemning you. No, if you're being victimized, it is not you. Nope, God sees you. God sees you, and may you be rescued. See, we talk about these things here in a way that the Mockingbird media can't talk about. When was the last time you heard someone call out the fact that the Spirit is speaking to them? I rarely do that. But I just had this image of this young girl hearing this. Oh, great, I'm condemned. No. No, God is so anxious to see you rescued, and he wants you to know he sees you now. You can become a Great Commission partner at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. there are so many well-intended people, well-intended Christian people, for whom politics has become an idol, and I'm probably chief to blame in this in some ways. I mentioned earlier that on Judgment Day, I think Jesus is going to have a question for me of, hey, why did it take you so long to put me at the center of your radio programs? Now, years ago, when I was filling in for Rush Limbaugh, I began to pray before doing Rush's show because it was such a big audience. And then God just convicted me one day. Oh, okay, you get a chance to do Rush's show when you pray, but not for your morning show in Seattle. I gave you that too. Why just Rush's show? So we began this habit of praying before the show, and Alex and I, Alex is my podcast producer, we pray before every single program. We should have prayed this morning, brother. Randy's sitting next to me, my AFR producer. We got to pray tomorrow. Randy's a good Christian man sitting next to me. You know the people who created VeggieTales? I think that politics has become an idol for them. I'm scared for them. I'm scared because when politics becomes an idol, it moves you apart from God. It's something greater than God. It's this, I heard someone mention it this way the other day. It's Jesus plus. Oh, sure, we need Jesus, but man, we need DC to change. We need Jesus plus we need J.D. Vance. We need Jesus plus we need Donald Trump. We need Jesus plus the UN. No, no, no. Jesus doesn't need anything. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need me. There's nothing he needs. He wants. He wants a relationship with you. Through networks like this, and in fact, I think AFR alone, we have an opportunity to make accidental disciples, and you can help fund that at 877-616-2396. I mentioned the guys from VeggieTales not to pick on them, but because they choose to do a podcast about current events, and a guest on the VeggieTales Creators podcast explained why they openly critiqued Trump's administration, but not Biden's.
Because you didn't say anything about Biden's use of policies that we might not have found Christian. Do you lose the right to say anything about Trump?
The difference for me is the energizing of an evangelical base, the approval of a large number of evangelicals, and then the employment of explicitly Christian language. Christ is King in the bio of people who are so, you know, awful to humanity. That is where I think the church steps in, and we say, if it doesn't look and sound like Jesus, it's not Christian. I don't remember the Biden administration making that claim for itself.
So you're saying if the Biden administration had pushed a policy that was decidedly unchristian and they said they were doing it with God's authority and the blessing of Jesus Christ,
same reaction.
And for me, if the evangelical church was celebrating that policy and saying, this is what we voted for, this is what we need. It's
right.
The number of policies that are driven by either fear or hate.
Prejudice.
Yeah. Prejudice towards Fiercity. Others.
If Biden were doing that, I think we'd all object. But it's the superintending of all of this under the banner of Christian. That's the issue.
My goodness. Joe Biden contends to be a faithful Catholic. Joe Biden defended the chemical and surgical mutilation of children by saying they were made in the image of God perfectly. So they should be mutilated because that's being their true selves. They took Easter and they replaced it with so-called Trans Visibility Day, Easter. The false satanic sacrament of chemical and surgical alteration of children is described as they're being born again. Did you know that? Biden spoke about that in prayer as if God approves. There was evangelicals for Harris. At the same time as one of Kamala Harris's closing arguments was more pornography for young men. That was literally an ad she ran. So we only police things if it's the evangelical. No. These guys have been given a platform. They're watchers at the gates, and God warns the watchers at the gate. If you see blood coming, if you see a spiritual attack coming and you don't warn people, then that blood is on your hands. Will you join us as watchers at the gate, as broken as this one is? Will you join us with your donation today, as much as you can give on a monthly basis? 877-616-2396. We're closing in on that $100,000 goal for this hour. getting to the point now where we need about seven $5,000 donations, and we've raised $100,000 to put God's word to the news of the day. We'll continue with the personal notes and the Tower Babbling. I'm Todd Herman. This is A Disciple's View.
Vice President Emeritus Buddy Smith.
Yeah, Don just stopped and he just came by my office one day and he said, I've been thinking, you know, he just said, I've been thinking, said, what about, said, I think we need a Sunday morning praise. And he said, we didn't have anything on this station. We just didn't have, and it was a couple hours. I think, as a matter of fact, it might have been 3 hours. I think it was. And we did that about a month. And I remember he stopped by my office one day and he said, you know, I've been thinking. He said, you know, most of our listeners, they're in church on Sunday morning. I said, yes, sir. He said, well, what about Sunday evening? Would you be willing to give that a try? I said, oh, absolutely. So we moved it to Sunday evening, and we called it Sunday Evening Praise. And it started at 6 p.m., went until 10 p.m. And it was 4 hours, and Marky was back in the days that, you know, it was all CDs. Nothing was computerized in terms of songs on the hard drive. So we had the rack of CDs, and then the spots were not fired automatically either. They were on carts. And so, and that's all, you know, I didn't do radio. I didn't do this during the week. That was not my job. So it was just Sunday night, so I was in there, and everything was kind of geared to the telephone. So when there were alarms, you know, as the network grew, then, you know, whether it was a tower light or the temperature in one of the studio, you know, the phone would start ringing. And so in the midst of pulling the songs and the carts and all that, you know, then I was over here trying to clear the alarms and whatever. I mean, it really got interesting. And then on top of all that, I remember one funny story. One night, all that was going on. It was a weather event happening somewhere. It always was. And so Brother Don called. He said, well, buddy, he said, you think anybody's listening? I said, Brother Don, I sure hope so. And he said, well, let's find out. Let's just throw that 800 number out there. And he said, now you tell them you don't have time to visit. And he said, just tell them it's just you in the studio. So if they would just give you their first name and where they're calling from. And I said, Don, I said, I don't know if I can do that. I said, you know, I got all this going. Oh, yeah, yeah, you can. So anyway, I threw the number out there, and of course, all the lines immediately lit up. And so I'm, you know, trying to make little notes, keep things going. Well, about the 10th or 12th caller, I forget, it was Brother Don. Well, you know. Are you getting any calls? I said, yes, sir, I am. Okay, I'll call you back later. Anyway, just a funny.
Dear friends at AFR, my wife and I listen to your broadcast every day, either live or through podcast. In the spring of 2019, I was on an extended road trip for my business here in the Southeast, manufacturing business with foreign owners that were quite difficult. At the same time, as I was on these travels, it coincided with AFR Pledge Week. At first, I was disappointed because I wanted to listen to the normal lineup. But then I tuned in, and the first thing I heard was a sermon from Pastor Jeff Shreve. The topic was the sin of worrying, which I really needed to hear at that point in time. The next speaker up was Pastor Robert Jeffrey, and his topic was the same, the sin of worrying. I knew that God had clearly directed me to find the one radio station in rural Tennessee at the right time so I could hear these two messages. I didn't need to be told twice. things came to a head in my business shortly thereafter. I gladly sent in my resignation. My loyal staff all did the same shortly thereafter, and they all found terrific jobs, even better after they left. Since then, my wife and I haven't regretted at all our decisions, and I'm doing a better job, I believe, of obeying the Lord's expectation to use my God-given talents as an engineer and a teacher in the topics of shop and engineering and helping young people enter careers in engineering. I can say that AFR has played a major role in helping my wife and me deal with adversity in my business, the needs of our aging parents, and spreading the gospel of Christ to our children and grandchildren. Also, by sharing this information, my marriage with my wife has grown stronger. As the Lord continues to bless us, we will gladly support these fine organizations. Thanks for all you do. Many blessings.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio, and we rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Welcome back to Disciples View. I'm Todd Herman. We started this hour with about $500,000 raised. Praise God and thank you to everybody who participated in that. We have right now $571,000. And I just spoke a little goal of closing out a $100,000 hour. So we've been seeking $5,000 donations. That number has worked for people who've been uniquely blessed. I want to recognize your hard work. God gave you the capacity for hard work. I don't think you just fall into that kind of money that you can give. But if you can do that now, we can close this hour out with six donations of that size, and we'll have our $100,000 hour. It's 877-616-2396. And please hear me that I tell you the truth. We value every donation, the $15, the $10 ones, because we know you're going to give what you can, and we know you're going to be prayerful about it. So 877-616-2396. We'll get to the Tower Babbling. We'll wrap up the show with the personal notes here. But first, let me just mention something that's, I think, praiseworthy. I'll add context this way. Are you going to go get a flu shot this year? Okay, Randy's next to me shaking his head no. I'm not a doctor. I can't give medical advice, but I'll give you something better, which is some information. A new study indicates that the current flu vaccine is 27% negative. In other words, you are more likely to get the flu by 27% if you get this so-called vaccine than if you don't. I like the olden days. Back in the olden days where vaccines stopped the spread of disease, I thought that was cool. But anymore, they seem to either spread the disease or, in this case, make you more likely to get it. Why do I mention this during Share Week? Because this network never gave in to the COVID censorship. Because we have an audience of one. That's God Almighty. We please Him. Our goal is to please Him. And we have a family of many, many people, and we ask you today to join that family at 877-616-2396 during the Share Week. If it's not $1,000, how about, or $5,000, how about $1,000, $2,000 to help us reach this $100,000 goal? We're now at $574,000. We're closing in on this. You can be part of it. We can do $100,000 this hour together on a network that never caved to COVID censorship. And look, I worked at a network that caved. They told me, you have to stop speaking truth about COVID. And I said, nope. Nope, that's why I originally left commercial radio. And then God granted me this opportunity. So this is praiseworthy. The state of Idaho has been attempting to pass a Medical Freedom Act that you could not be forced to get injected with anything in order to keep your job. The governor there, Brad Little, is pretty much owned by pharma. He vetoed the first attempt. They took it back to the House. And they overrode his veto, and they hardened the bill. It's now a better bill, and Brad Little just has to watch it become law. This is happening across the country. It's such good news. You can help us inform people of things like the fact that the flu vaccine, so-called vaccine, doesn't stop the flu. It makes you more likely to get the flu. And why is that godly? Because calling that a vaccine is a lie. Because we are given bodies to steward. Our bodies are a temple for the Holy Spirit. When we become Christian, when we're saved by Jesus, we agree to be changed by him, to go on mission with him, our bodies become a storage place for the Holy Spirit. Then I could see God saying, wait, I don't want my temple to be flu-ridden. I don't want you to override the DNA I wrote for you with the COVID shots. I don't want the human genome change. I like the human genome the way it is. That's God's view, I imagine. After all, when he made us, it was good. It was just not good that we were alone. See how we can take God's word and apply it to news? Find me the news event that's not worthy of God's word. Okay, the Super Bowl. All right, someone could say, okay, you tell me how sports radio is something that, against which you can apply God's word. Okay, I will. How much time did you spend on the pregame and the game and the postgame? Okay, 6 hours? When was the last time you spent 6 hours in church or making disciples? God teaches us about idols. So often we think of them as only sexual idols. Any cultural idol that comes between you and God is a dangerous idol. And look, I stand convicted, guys. I can't tell you how many times I wake up in the morning and I'm in show prep mode. I find myself going from show prep and then to the gym. Then I get out of the gym and I shower and I'm driving to work and I'm not in the spirit and I'm yelling at people. And oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't have any nutrition. Oh, sure, I ate before the gym, but I did not receive God's word. Oh, I'm as guilty as anybody. Please understand when I speak this way, I'm fully aware. I need to convict myself first. The phone number is 877-616-2396. We're now at $578,000, $22,000 more, and we'll have reached our $100,000 goal for this hour. So 22 people with $1,000, 44 with $500, or maybe there's one person out there, just for fun, for whom $22,000, it's something to pray about, but it's not going to change your lifestyle. You could personally close this out. I think that'd be fun for the person who took your phone call. 877-616-2396. On A Disciple's View with Todd Herman, we thank the Lord for placing supposedly wise people on tall towers of shaking sand with their feature called the Tower of Babbling.
You know about the biblical truth of the Tower of Babel. A Disciple's View presents the Tower of Babbling.
Hey, if you have an issue with trans women being in cis woman sports, you're either not a real athlete, because any real athlete would welcome a challenge and welcome the opportunity to show that they're better than the other person, or two, you're a sore loser, or just not an athlete in general. So
that's a well thought out criticism. Not. Three sound bites in today's Tower Babbling. The so-called Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett appears to be willfully admitting she was a DEI hire.
When I first became a public defender, I had no criminal defense experience. And I walked in and I told my boss, Charlie, I said, listen, you should hire me. He said, why? I said, because I'm black. Charlie looked at me like I was crazy.
Did I say appears to? Willfully admit, I think she's bragging about the fact that she's a DEI hire. But you know what's fascinating about her? She wasn't DEI enough. That's not the way Jasmine Crockett spoke. That's a private school attending young woman from a pretty well-off family who suddenly started to speak that way. And I continue to believe it was Democrats in the background going, hey, Jasmine, I like that take, but this time be more black. Pandering, bigotry, soft bigotry of low expectations. Tragic. How does God view race? Oh, we can't take that topic and put God into it? Okay. In the body of Christ, there's neither Greek nor Jew, servant nor master. See, God wants to see us that way. And in this network, we make that happen one disciple at a time. Become a donor at 877-616-2396. Second soundbite in today's Tower Babbling, Whoopi Goldberg and her host on The View claimed the media didn't cover Cory Booker's filibuster enough.
Here's what I'm going to say. We can sit back and talk about what people should be doing, haven't been doing. People have been fighting since the election. Mm-hmm, and yeah. Just because we're not aware of it, because media wasn't covering, nobody was covering.
That's true.
It. People
no
weren't talking. No.
Until he broke the
no.
record.
And no one is talking about all the resistance that's happening yeah. in the streets in America. Wow.
Yes, the resistance happening in the streets organically. Wait, hold on. Did I hear that wrong? So wait, no one covered Cory Booker's filibuster? That's weird because here are the networks gushing over his fake filibuster.
You are looking now at a live shot of the Senate floor where Senator Cory Booker is speaking in a protest against President Trump's policies.
Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Cory Booker continues to deliver a marathon Senate floor speech over what he calls a, quote, national crisis caused by the Trump administration.
Senator Booker still speaking through this morning as Democrats try to shine a spotlight on President Trump's rapid fire and controversial act.
And New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker staging a marathon protest on the Senate floor overnight.
25 hours and 4 minutes later, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker broke the record for the longest speech given on the Senate floor.
Wait, so they did cover it. It's almost like Whoopi was wrong or lying. And that's a wrap for today's Tower Babbling.
That was the Tower of Babbling.
I don't have anything to share with all of you at this time. And I'll just leave it there.
On a Disciple's View.
On a personal note today, it's a share week. We're just now wrapping up this hour. We are $13,000 short of our goal of a $100,000 hour. If you could help us close it out this way, I know everyone here would appreciate it. And I know that the money will be well used. I know it's tax deductible. It's 877-616-2396. And truly on the personal note today, you know, I flew yesterday and I forgot this beautiful, beautiful story that I heard on the way to Florida one year. I was going back for a political event. And you know how it is, sometimes you get in an airplane or you're on, say, a train, an Amtrak train, and sometimes you'll tell strangers things that are pretty high stakes because you know you're never going to see them again. So you have these conversations. And as I fly to Florida, I got to talking with this man. I'd just become a new father, and I was praising God for that. And the guy said, yeah, it's a good time to think about God in airplanes. And why is that? I was saved in an airplane. Well, got to hear this story. He said, well, it wasn't necessarily on the airplane, it was afterwards. He said, I was flying on a long flight cross country, and there was a family who sat in front of me, and they had little kids. They'd taken up an entire row, and the kids were just awful. They were horrible the whole flight. And the lady at one point turned around to me, and she said, I know this is hard. Our kids were stuck in the airport for 12 hours. They're exhausted. I'm so sorry. I so apologize. We're really doing our best. He said, my mood, I was so angry that entire flight. And then I fell asleep. And I woke up to the sound of laughter. And a passenger from behind me had gotten out of his aisle. And he'd walked up and he'd knelt next to that family and began entertaining those kids. And my heart melted. I thought, why was I not doing this? I was a father. We landed and the family got off the plane and I was following them out. And the gentleman who'd entertained the kids dropped something out of his back pocket and I tried to catch him. I couldn't catch up with him. He got onto one of the trains. I'm standing there with this little book in my hand that he dropped. And I looked down on it, and it was the New Testament. Not the whole Bible, but the New Testament. And on my train ride, I opened it, and I began to be changed. Sometimes God reaches us in the strangest ways. In that case, a dropped New Testament. In your case, on 180 radio stations. That's we're $11,000 short right now, roughly, of our $100,000 goal. I think it counts until the next show begins. I'm changing the rules. 877-616-2396. $5,000 donations. We'll close it out. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Because we believe, we speak. Because he first loved us, we speak his word. We walk in the path of Jesus Christ to make disciples of all nations until God gives us permission to speak again together. May his peace, which transcends all understanding, rest upon you and your families. On behalf of Randy, AFR, and this entire room of volunteers, I'm Todd Herman, and this has been A Disciple's View.